Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. I wanted to hit one today. Basically, I'm not sure if you've missed any of the Consensus 2018 or if you've been able to watch the live feed, but I have been basically leaving it running all day. I did miss the presentation that came before this, but there was a panel discussion with Joe Lubin and Jimmy Song, which was really entertaining. And CoinDesk has a really short article by David Floyd, which just kind of gives a breakdown of what happened. And I think that will be a really good lead-in to the article I want to read next, which is Jimmy Song's article on the topic that he mentioned during the discussion. So let's go ahead and hit the one for CoinDesk, and then later we will release the one by Jimmy Song. All right, so again, this is on CoinDesk.com, and it is by David Floyd. And this one is titled, Joe Lubin and Jimmy Song Make a Bitcoin Bet Over Blockchain Magic Dust. Two of the cryptocurrency world's most outspoken figures are putting their money where their mouths are. Joe Lubin, the founder of the Ethereum startup studio Consensus, and Jimmy Song, a partner at Blockchain Capital, struck a handshake bet in front of an audience of hundreds, perhaps thousands, at CoinDesk's Consensus 2018 conference in New York City on Monday. The exact terms of the bet have not yet been sorted out. That will happen on Twitter, the participant said, but the broad outlines emerged on stage. Lubin bet Song, quote, any amount of Bitcoin, that 5 years in the future, the blockchain space will include some number of applications, perhaps five, that have earned a yet-to-be-defined number of users. Bitcoin maximalist Song took the bet. To explain how things came to a head, it's necessary to back up about 20 minutes. Amber Baldet, former blockchain program lead at JP Morgan, had unveiled her new project, Clover, a decentralized app, or DApp, store that gives users access to projects tied to both public and permissioned, more enterprise-focused blockchain networks. She then brought Song and Lubin on stage for a conversation that immediately caught fire, with Baldet asking what Song thought about Clover. His reaction was brutal, quote, I don't see anything other than buzzwords, end quote. The reason, he argued, was an insurmountable disconnect between centralized enterprises and supposedly decentralized applications, which Song dismissed as, quote, magical blockchain dust. A back and forth among Baldet, Lubin, and Song ensued. Lubin sarcastically predicted that the next 5 years of cryptocurrency innovation would see nothing but Bitcoin 1.0. Song doubled down, saying, quote, I don't really see much of this stuff gaining much traction, he said. Bitcoin, he argued, is the real innovation here. So Lubin issued a challenge, quote, I'll bet you any amount of Bitcoin that you're wrong, end quote. For now, the number of Bitcoin is unknown, as are other terms of the bet. But Song accepted the wager, and Lubin tweeted at Song shortly after. Well, that was fun. I'll be in touch, at Jimmy Song. And again, that was by David Floyd at CoinDesk.com. So it was a really short one that just kind of broke down what had happened. But I actually want to get into, like, our main quick read for the day will be Why Blockchain is Hard by Jimmy Song. And I just wanted to give that little lead in that explained what had occurred on stage in the panel. That one was a really fun discussion, honestly. I really enjoyed that because I've said before that I really go back and forth because I think what Jimmy Song's skepticism is very valid. But at the same time, like, I see the need for the informational security that comes from supply chain management, finance, you know, music rights, like all that stuff. It's just a question of how can that integrity be created. I've used the example before about rebuilding infrastructure with cars. You know, actually, I'll save this. We'll table this discussion until we read Jimmy Song's article next, which will be Why Blockchain is Hard, and it's basically his position. He mentions the article on stage, actually, while he was talking about magical blockchain dust. He said he broke down his argument in the article on Medium. This one, though, was from Coindesk.com by David Floyd. Don't forget to check out Coindesk.com and keep up with all the awesome stuff happening at Consensus 2018, even with my skepticism around whether many of these projects will be viable. I still love hearing about them, and I think the only way we'll find out if they work is if we throw a lot of money and development and time at testing to see if they work, and then finding out that no, they're not efficient enough, or they just come up with so much overhead and unnecessary maintenance in other ways that are unrelated to the actual goal they're trying to accomplish, which I think is a very real possibility. And I think it's what Jimmy Song is trying to get at. But again, we'll save that for his article. So don't forget to check out Consensus 2018. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and also on Medium, particularly if you want to keep up on all this and hear Jimmy Song's debate. We'll close this short one here, and I'll catch you guys next time. This has been The Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys.